Morning, everybody. How we doing? Today we'll finish off our week of preparation, and the guys will be off tomorrow for Christmas. And I've used the schedule quite a bit over the years. Just think it's don't think we've missed anything in terms of our preparation. We just moved it up a day, and we'll have a normal Saturday on Saturday. And it's nice to allow the guys a chance to spend some time with their kids. Wake up with them as they're opening their presents, or family that's in town, or however they choose to celebrate it. And today we'll follow a normal Friday schedule, so it'll be the red zone, goal line review, first, second, and third down. And I think that Oakland's done a really nice job defensively in the red zone. That's another area of strength, and it's another reason that they've won the games they've won. They've been able to hold teams to field goals instead of touchdowns. So we got quite a bit to do there. And then they've been able to score in the red zone at critical times late in the game. And that's an area of improvement. So their third down, their red zone, both areas that I've seen get better as the season's gone on. So with that, open up to questions.
Got your shopping done?
I did. Julie and I are not supposed to be exchanging gifts, but I got her so many ways because I know she will. She pulls the same trick every year, and we're not going to do anything. She got me the first time, and that's not good, so I'll put the boys' names on it, and it'll be from them. But she's not getting me with that trick again.
You piqued my interest yesterday on talking about Josh at safety. How seriously did you guys consider that? I mean, did he get some reps at any point, and what's going forward, is that really something to think about?
Yeah, I would think about it. I think that And I've always taken this mindset with players, is that oftentimes in high school they play everything. In college, there's some guys that carry over, and when you get to pro football, it is so specialized that very rarely do you see guys play other spots. But there are some guys that, if they're in a role offensively or defensively, and they're getting 20, 25 plays a game there, and they can contribute on the other side of the ball, and they have those skill sets, why not use that? And it takes a special guy to be able to do that, because there's a volume of information. It is a different way of looking at things, but I think there's real value in it. We've done it with a lot of different guys, worked even New York. I worked Jericho Cotcher a little bit at corner at one point, Wallace Wright, Brad Smith, some at safety, Sean Ellis at tight end. I think they're, at the end of the day, they're football players, and if they have that skill set and can handle the load, you try them. And if it works, great. If it doesn't work, I don't think you're any worse off. And the other nice thing is it builds flexibility. If you can get reps from a guy on both sides, it's great.
You talked about his unique toughness yesterday. I mean, has he got a defensive player's mindset or personality, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a physical tackler. He's very aggressive. He's got good ball skills in terms of his ability to locate the ball, pluck the ball, be great with interceptions, be a dangerous returner if you got a pick. Now, I don't think it's going to happen short term, but it could be something that evolves.
What makes Nandi so good? And is he the best cover corner in the league right now?
Yeah, I talked to Rob a lot about him, and Rob. What Rob likes so much about him is said he's really, really smart and committed to being the best player at his position. So he works. He's always working. He's always not just studying receivers, but he's studying other guys that play the position. And when you combine that kind of athletic ability, that kind of talent with what Rob explained to be his work ethic, it's hard to stop the improvement. It's hard not to see the improvement and the sometimes dominance that he has.
When he was playing man, Marshall didn't get any catches, you know, in man. Do quarterbacks just not even bother looking over there if they see him match up in man?
I think you look over there, and oftentimes when you look over there, the guy's not open, and then you look the other place, and maybe you don't look there as long sometimes as you would. He's impressive.
Have you had Rob Ryan sitting in any of the offensive meetings this week since he knows those?
For entertainment? break it up? Well, I know he and Brian met about different things, and Brian ran some ideas by him. So there are some things defensively that carry over from when he was there, and there's a few things that are different. But wherever he could help, he did.
You had a rookie like Muhammad going against a corner like that. You know, what kind of challenges for him, and does he have to do anything different when he faces a guy? You know, I know he thinks he's seen Champ and, you know, the Green Bay guys this year, but, you know, an elite cornerback like that?
Well, you better run precise routes. You better there's not a lot of margin for error if you don't run your route correctly, or if you telegraph your break points. Guys like that make you pay with an interception. They don't make you pay with just a big hit or a broken up pass. It usually translates into a turnover. So not that we're not looking for him to be crisp on everything, but you get with players like that, a little mistake can become a big mistake.
You might have to go without John St. Clair this game.
Not sure. He's made some progress, and Corey has made progress as well. There's a couple guys battling colds here today, so we'll see where they're at in terms of practice. I'm not sure with a few of them, so maybe down a couple guys.
What was Seymour like to coach?
He was great. He was came in his first year, and we used him a little bit at nose tackle. He hadn't played nose. Thought he did a really good job playing that position when we asked him to. He's a good, really good person. He's, in terms of talent, strong. He can throw people around, and he's got excellent first step quickness for a man that size. Like Baby does, the way that he can penetrate. Seymour can do that as well. And just watching him from his rookie year to where he is now and how he developed and his commitment, it was important for him to get better. He wanted to spend time with the older guys. He wanted to figure out what they were doing. And that was from day one. So that's probably why he's become the player he's become.
How has the offense overall, especially those young receivers, improved, do you think, since D.A. was playing the first time?
I think they've all got a better sense of just how things work. The early part of the season, everything is new ground. Go through training camp, and then you go into the preseason games. Then the tempo changes dramatically when you go into the regular season. You think you've kind of got it figured out coming out of the preseason games, but that's not even close to what happens once you enter the regular season game. So that's a little bit of a shock. And just routine. They develop a routine. What's best in terms of the way that they study the information, take care of their body. Everything is a feeling out process early on. And I think these guys have gotten much more comfortable with the offense, much more comfortable with the things they're being asked to do, and there's less thinking, there's more playing, and that's important. I think Brian Robisky's had a really good week of practice so far this week, made some outstanding catches, and I hope that translates into the game.
Can you always talk about how you
chart, everything is charted in practice in the course of games. So, I mean, are there a lot fewer drop passes in practice than there had been? Because you always talk, too, about if you'd catch these balls, the offense would have been better.
Yeah, I think that we've improved there. I don't want to black cat it. Thanks for asking. I definitely think there's been improvement across the board. And they're practicing at the tempo that they play at and making some catches that times are difficult catches, and then those have been translating into the game. And sometimes the most important catches at practice are the routine catches because they're easy to kind of lose track of or lose your concentration, then that's easy to happen in the game as well.
How has Matt Roth been playing for you, and is he somebody that you'd like to have back?
Matt's been great. He is. I think he's done an excellent job in terms of fitting into the group. The guys seem to really enjoy having him here. He's tough. He is tough. Be the first word I'd use to describe him. When he sets the edge, that's what an edge is supposed to look like. I mean, it stops. Just stops. And there were a couple plays against Kansas City last week. Tackle's coming out and just jolts him. And boom, the edge is set. It's good to watch. I had to watch it for all the years in New York when he was setting the edge on us.
David Vakune and how he's reacting to the adversity of not, of being inactive or not playing very much, and what you're perceiving from him in practice.
He's doing what I'm asking him to do, and that's to remain consistent and to, as we identify different areas that we want him to improve in, to really work at it. One of the areas was his ability to press the guards, and I think that's gotten better. The block recognition, which I think is the toughest thing that a person goes through from having the hand in the dirt to going back, is recognizing all the different things that can happen. The other thing he's improved on is his communication, because being an interior guy, you don't just have to line up yourself, you have to get everybody else lined up as well. So it's coming up, it's getting the call from the coach, giving it to the group, making the adjustment, recognizing the blocks. It's a dramatic shift in responsibility from having your hand in the dirt and being an even front or over front, and your two jobs are, spill the outside run and contain on pass.
Earlier in the week you said, D.A. hadn't run the no huddle much since camp or whatever. How's he looked this weekend?
He's looked good. He ran it in the early part of the season, even though we weren't running it as much in the games. We were still practicing at different periods. And the Pittsburgh game in the second half, most of that was no huddle. And I thought he did well there. He's done well this week, too. It really hasn't. There haven't been times where the clock is running down or we don't have guys lined up correctly or any of those things. I think it's been pretty seamless.
When I watch Roth, I wonder, how can the Dolphins let a guy like that just let him go? I mean, what?
Is there anything you tell us about
that? I didn't get into that with Bill at all, and sometimes it's just best to part ways. And there may be multiple reasons, or maybe understandable reasons, and you just make a decision and you move forward. And I'm sure their criteria is the same as ours. They thought it was the best thing at the time. So this happens. Our fans have been great throughout the course of the season, and it's been loud, and they endured quite a bit of cold there in Pittsburgh when we played Pittsburgh. So I'm excited to have them there and look forward to seeing them there.